Here's another misnomer. Heroes who died for their country. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey said that changing the name of Newark Airport to Liberty International Airport would be a way of honoring the more than 3,000 heroes who died for their country in the World Trade Center. Pardon me for pointing this out, folks, but stock traders, clerks, receptionists, cooks, waiters, and building maintenance people in the World Trade Center didn't die for their country. They died because they went to work. Not one of them would have shown up for work that day if you had told them they would die as a result. Try to get your heroes straight. Not everyone who died in 9/11 was a hero. Hero is a very special word. That's why we reserve it for certain special people. Not every fireman and policeman who was on duty that day was a hero. The ones who risked or lost their lives trying to rescue people were heroes. They acted heroically. The others probably did a good job and were very helpful, but heroes? If everyone's a hero, then the word doesn't mean much anymore. And sooner or later we'll have to give the real heroes, the heroic ones, a new name to distinguish them from the rest of the pack. Too bad superheroes is already taken. Would have been perfect. But relax, folks. If I know us, mega hero can't be too far over the horizon. Although, to be honest, I kind of like the alliteration in hyperhero. Let's shoot for that. These anti-war demonstrators are really unimpressive people. They're against war? How groundbreaking. What a courageous stand. Listen, angry asshole, pick something difficult, like religion. Why don't you get out in the street and start marching around against religion, something that's really harmful to mankind? War is simply nature's way of doing things, of keeping down the count. Religion is the problem. Get rid of religion, and you've done the planet a favor. So how about getting out there next weekend and marching around with a sign that says, "Ho, ho, ho, religion must go." Come on, protesters, show some balls. I can't understand what it is people like about John Wayne movies. I think they suck. I find him inauthentic. Sometimes when I'm clicking around the channels, looking for the least objectionable program, I come across a movie scene in progress. It's in black and white, it's clearly a Western, and it looks old enough that it could actually be fun to watch. I see guys like John Ireland, Barton MacLean, Ward Bond, Anthony Quinn, Charles Bronson, Dan Duryea, Thomas Mitchell, Lee Van Cleef, and Brian Donlevy shooting each other, drinking, and playing cards, and I get this great nostalgic feeling. Then John Wayne rides up, and I have to reach for the remote. It's a fucking shame. He spoils war movies in the same way. By the way, I feel the same about Jimmy Stewart. These people should not have been allowed to spoil so many perfectly good movies. Good afternoon, folks. This is Pedro Fleming. Welcome to Don't Ask the Doctor, America's only medical advice program based on questions that are not pertinent to the field of medicine. Here is our medical expert, Dr. Ned Gittles. How are you today, Doctor?
Not bad, Pedro, considering all the sick people I see. How about you?
Well, I have a malignant tumor inside my nose.
Don't ignore that. Take some pills. Do you have any pills at home?
Sure, lots of different kinds.
Good, take some of them. That's my advice.
And good advice it is. Well, let's get started. Here's a question from Elaine Trickler in Frog Balls, Tennessee. She writes, Doctor, my car seems to hesitate a little when I accelerate from a red light, and I'm afraid it will stall. What should I do?
Don't ask me.
That's right. Don't ask the doctor. How would he know? That's obviously a question for a mechanic.
Righty-ho.
For having her question used on Don't Ask the Doctor, Elaine Trickler will receive a free rectal thermometer by RectoSwell, the last word in rectal thermometers. See the new RectoSwell line of monogrammed thermometers at leading rectal equipment dealers in your area. Try Orifice Max or Brown's Personal Items for inside the rectum.
RectoSwell is a good one, Pedro. Sometimes I use mine when I'm cooking a turkey.
Great idea, Doctor. Well, folks, that's it for today. Tune in again tomorrow when Dr. Ned Gittles will answer the question, How can I increase my soybean yield? On America's favorite medical advice program, Don't Ask the Doctor. Stay tuned for Video Magazine as beauty expert Mavis Davis shows a young albino girl how to keep her hair from turning prematurely brown. You're tuned to Elaine and Joe's Radio Network.